Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 667. I read an article on the grownandflown.com website, which I highly recommend, by the way. I love it. I read this article last year, and it's called Parents Need to Set Reasonable Boundaries and Stick to Them by Samantha Straub. She said something very good in here, and I wanted to quote her exactly. Kids need boundaries to feel safe, and when they don't find one off the bat, youngsters often keep pushing and pushing until they finally hit some wall or another. I have worked with many parents over my career, and I'm actively parenting myself. And I tell parents all the time that boundaries, creating and using, living with healthy boundaries is one of the most, in my opinion, complex and yet at the same time, most important things in parenting. It's one of the hardest things to do and one of the most important things to get right. When we create boundaries, healthy boundaries are not having loose boundaries and just being wishy-washy and willy-nilly. Healthy boundaries are also not being just creating a boundary and sticking to it come hell or high water, no matter what happens. Healthy boundaries are really about creating a reasonable limit, and then knowing when it's important, when our child needs us to hold that limit, and when our child needs us to relax that limit a little bit. So, for example, let's talk about an example of when our child might need us to relax a limit. All right, so let's imagine that we have a rule of let's imagine that we have a limit of screen time in a given day. So maybe we allow our child to have 1 hour of video game time after school on a given day, as a regular part of the day. But what about on a day when the update, the newest release version of their favorite game comes out? Do we still hold them to that 1 hour limit? Or is it okay maybe on that particular day to give them extra time because the new version of their favorite game just came out? So assuming, as long as their homework is done or whatever activities or requirements need to be met for that day are done and there is enough time left over, maybe we can give them a little extra time. Maybe that we can give them 1.5 hours or 2 hours on that day so that they can try out all the new ins and outs of the new version of their favorite game. So we wouldn't necessarily say, oh, okay, just because your new game has come out, you can have unlimited time, or you can have 2 hours every day. We'll just double your time every day from now on. But to relax that boundary in a certain situation like that is very reasonable and respectful, because it honors the fact that we're acknowledging this game is our child's favorite. And it's exciting when a new version comes out, right? We want to check it out and see what's going on in there and what updates have happened. So that's respectful and honoring of our child to give them that extra time on the game. With the understanding, of course, a healthy boundary looks like, okay, you can have that extra time because it's exciting and you want to try it out. But then tomorrow we're going to go back to our regular time limits. That's what a healthy boundary looks like. Just because you loosen it up in that extenuating circumstance doesn't mean all hell is breaking loose and all boundaries have just been erased. It just means that you know in that moment it's reasonable to loosen up the boundaries in that case. But let's look on the other hand. Perhaps there have been numerous times when we have loosened up that extra screen time boundary for reasons like a new game update or something like that. But we're realizing this has been going on. There have been a couple of extenuating circumstances coming up or that have come up recently. And now we're starting to hear comments from our child looking for excuses or reasons to extend the time when it's not necessarily reasonable or there's not some exciting new update because they've gotten a taste of a little extra time. Now they're looking for more time. Well, maybe in that case, we can look at the situation and realize, you know what? I allowed extra screen time for these couple of occasions because they were special, but now I can see that I need to tighten up that limit because now my child is trying to get more and more. But overall, I as a parent feel that the amount of time I give my child for screens every day is reasonable given their schedule. So I'm not feeling that it's reasonable to go from 1 hour a day to 2 hours a day every day. So now it's time to tighten up that boundary and make sure that I'm only giving that extra screen time as a special circumstance and not as an ongoing reason. That is what healthy boundaries look like. When we have wishy-washy boundaries or no boundaries at all, our children will tend to act up. They will tend to try to run the show. They might become mean, disrespectful, argumentative, pushing, because they're looking for boundaries. Our kids need limits. Our kids need structure. If you ask them, they'll probably say, no, I want to call the shots and run the show. But really, they're developmentally not ready to be completely in charge. So they need limits and structure and boundaries. And when they don't get it, it makes them feel unsafe. Like the author of that article said, reasonable limits, structure, and boundaries make our kids feel safe while they do the work of growing up. So they need the healthy structure and boundaries. That's why we can't be too loosey-goosey and wishy-washy and have no limits. Then our kids will tend to act up. I've had many parents come to me whose kids are out of control. And when we dig a little deeper, it's because they don't have healthy boundaries in their home. They're too loose. Now, on the other hand, healthy boundaries are not about being setting one, set it and forget it, and never budge or change it or adjust it or anything. When we are unreasonably strict and inflexible with our boundaries, then we tend to get kids who lie and sneak around because they know they can't adjust the boundaries or that we won't adjust the boundaries. So they will tend to try to get away with what they want to do anyway, and they will try to sneak behind our backs. So then we encourage lying. loose, unhealthy boundaries, generally encourage acting out in disrespect. Overly strict boundaries encourage going underground and lying and sneaking. Neither one of which we want our kids to do, right? And we certainly don't want to be the encourager or the impetus for our kids doing that. We are much better served, and so are our kids, when we have healthy boundaries where we keep them firm when we need to and make them a little more flexible when we need to. So I hope this gives you some good information about boundaries and how you can create healthy ones in your home. That wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very healthy boundary day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.